To be honest, very little. We, I'd view Education Scotland as an arm of the government. They provide us with the official documents, official policy, and that's absolutely how most teachers, I would think, would view what Education Scotland was. I wouldn't view it as something that's there. How can I word this? I don't think it's a huge support to teachers. I don't think it's there primarily to offer support to teachers. Although I would acknowledge that's it's part of what they're trying to do. Yeah, it's viewed as a very official type of organisation, and the dealings that I would have with Education Scotland, right, if I was going to have any sort of dealings with it, would be for something like a school inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So so if I've ever spoken to anyone from Education Scotland, I can't even think of speaking to, if I've spoken to an actual person from Education Scotland out with a school inspection. I don't think I have. I think that's the only time I've had a face-to-face conversation with.
So the main source of disconnect, you think, that they're not listening? Is there anything else that you think?
I think that's one of it. I think maybe communication's part of it. They've got a bit of an image problem.
In what sense would you say that's good to?
Well, what I was saying earlier, I mean, that's a feeling about Education Scotland, and maybe about.
What do you know about Education Scotland?
It seems to me they seem to run stuff that I don't have time to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, as I say, I have looked at some of the resources, but they tend to be a bit dry and not user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So these big PDF documents that are just no use to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know. I'm
afraid. That's okay.
So, I guess based on that, if you don't know what their role is, what do you think their role should be?
Okay, so I feel that Education Scotland, maybe their role should be speaking to or collaborating with schools and teachers and working out how to best deliver the curriculum, and maybe think, because they're not the SQA, that's the Scottish Qualifications Association.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have, like Education Scotland? So they're probably, their role is probably to work out if education is helping the kids, I'd imagine, I think. Mm-hmm. So they'll be like assessing that through coming up with things to implement in school, and then the kids get benefited from that.
Touch with reality and what day-to-day practice looks like in the classroom.
Yeah.
So I feel very often it's very policy heavy and very process heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lack of appreciation for the practical element of how that's actually going to be delivered at the young person's level. And I also do feel that very often it isn't actually considered from the young person's perspective. I still think that we've missed the kind of critical point, which is the consumers essentially are the young people.
Yeah.
And I'm not convinced that we've actually at any point, I think there's a whole lot of policies and lovely diagrams about putting the young person at the centre.
Uh-huh.
But certainly when Curriculum for Excellence was coming out in its first dive, there was an attempt made, I suppose, to consult with staff about what the benchmarks and the even O's at the time would look like.
Yeah.
But I don't recall being aware, maybe it's just that it happened and we weren't aware, but I don't recall young people's views being sought at that point in time.
What's your kind of overall views of Education Scotland?
My view would be, realised that I'd forced headship with Education Scotland, I would say very professional, reliable, current. That would be my views.
What's your kind of overall impression of Education Scotland? And if I may ask you to think in metaphors, if Education Scotland was a person, mm-hmm. what kind of person would that be? Or any other metaphor you might think about?
I suppose we do see Education Scotland as the knowledge, as the overarching kind of body, if you like. I'm trying to think, what would I see them as? Yeah, I think in the past, maybe even 5-6 years ago, I would have read a lot more from Education Scotland. I would have probably be using them as more of a go-to, but as time's gone on, as I say, our job's changed massively.
Yeah.
And with presumption and mainstream, it's changed a lot of the way that we're doing it. I think we would have used Education Scotland more when we're driving big curriculum change.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying curriculum change doesn't happen, but it tends to happen because of teachers and big groups of people driving things, and it doesn't happen like it used to because we're dealing with, I mean, certainly in management, we can't do the same that we used to do to take forward the curriculum. And when we were doing that, I suppose curriculum, for instance, was new, so we were doing a lot more.
Yeah.
But when we were doing that, we were probably using the likes of Education Scotland a lot more.
Okay.
But now, when all we're dealing with day to day is let's keep these children contained,
yeah.
and let's keep everybody safe. It's basically what I do every day.
Yeah.
So I tend to not need the support of them like I used to.
Yeah.
I think as deputies, we all feel really lacking in support on that front.
Mm-hmm. Missing that they might be there for.
I suppose what we maybe even feel is people like that. Quite often what happens when people go to Education Scotland, so I've had friends who've worked for Education Scotland who've gone to, and then maybe perhaps remain there for a while or move back to local authorities, and what even as me talking, say in the last five, six years, my job's changed massively.
Yeah.
And you've got these people who are trying to speak to you, but actually they're not here, they're not dealing with what we're dealing with every day, so the reality of what we're doing is so far away from and what they're trying to maybe drive is not even on our radar at the moment.
Sure.
You know, and what we're looking for is support with the day-to-day dealing with children who find school very, very difficult.
And if Education Scotland had a presence in your school or a community, what would you expect them to be doing for you or the school?
Oh.
That's an interesting question.
Uh-huh. What would I expect them to be doing? Supporting us in some way, but I can't think what other than do Education Scotland have anything to do with the SNSA testing assessments? No.
Well, they do run. So Education Scotland, part of their role is the inspector at HMIE, as it was.
Oh, right.
And it's interesting, Catriona, because their perception is that a lot of people think of them as being the inspectorate.
I didn't realise.
Which was exactly where I was going, which was my very next question, is that from what you've said, it strikes me that you maybe weren't aware that Education Scotland were also the inspectorate, or were not also, but part of their role was the inspectorate.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
There you go.
And actually, I
didn't
realise it was anonymous then. Am I the only head teacher to think that?
What is your, speaking of that and Education Scotland and relationships, what is your overall view of Education Scotland? And if you were to think in a metaphor or think about Education Scotland as a person, what would that metaphor or that person be like?
Mm. They're a bit like God.
Okay.
A bit like God. So if you believe in God, then you've kind of got to pay attention to what God says, because God's setting the rules and God's set up the whole premise there, and you've got to pay attention to God. But most of us need some help to make sense of what God is saying. So we need a minister to, you know, explain something to us, or we need a friend that's got more experience in these things to kind of talk to us and say, oh, I think it means this, or have you ever thought about that? So I think, you know, people can feel a bit disconnected from them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We believe they're there because
yeah.
they come and inspect our skills every now and then. But, you know, I don't know that we feel that connected. And because of the kind of setup within Scottish education where local authorities are that kind of mitigating layer between the national body and actually what we're delivering on the ground, I think we can feel a wee bit disconnected.
Yeah.
And as we talked about earlier, it's not that we don't want to kind of follow stuff that Education Scotland's saying, but there's maybe a bit of a sense in which we're kind of like, well, what does our local authority say about this? How do they make sense of this?
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of people will always engage with Education Scotland through the kind of lens of their local authority.
Right, okay. What role do they play in your life as a teacher at the school, and what role do you think they'd like to play in your life, and are they the same or are they different?
Yes, I mean, I think politically, probably with a bit of a large P, there has been a wee bit of a drive to have a stronger national lead in education in recent years. I don't know if it's quite the right word, but I think local authorities to some extent have resisted that, and they want to retain, you know, their kind of lead role. Not really for me to review on that, but I think that's the situation anyway. So I think there is a sense in which Education Scotland would maybe like to have a, you know, a more direct role sort of in the lives of kind of individual schools. I think, again, it's that idea that, you know, we're kind of seeing things through the lens of the local authority. I do try and look at things, you know, independently. And, you know, if there's something important coming out from Education Scotland, I will try and look at it and try and make some sense of it myself. Do you know what I mean? I suppose if you want to extend that religious metaphor, if we want to run with that, you know, the kind of sense that, you know, if you are from a particular faith background, you maybe just shouldn't rely on your minister or your imam or the priest or whoever to kind of explain it all to you. Maybe you need to go and read the stuff yourself as well, so that actually you think, well, what they're telling me is a load of baloney there, or they're putting their perspective on that, you know, and actually I want to look at it kind of for myself. And
the message of what's expected from inspection. Because what comes out, here's what comes out, here I am, here's what I want to say. What comes from Education Scotland, and when you hear John Swinney talk, it's very much, you know, go and be daring, do what you will with your curriculum, go and lead it, you know, lead your school, do something different. However, and there's no set prescribed ways to do things, however, it seems that when you are inspected, that appears to be a slightly different message, and I might be wrong, but that is what comes across.
In terms of Education Scotland then, could you tell us your overall views of them?
I have to say I think it's a great establishment. Like I think it's a necessary establishment. I think it's a really important role in that there is somebody governing our education and are looking at from an overarching, because I think it is very, you know, as a class teacher, my focus is on my classroom. I need somebody who can look at the school as a whole. And I think my head teacher does a great job of that, looking at the school as a whole. But then there needs to be someone who then looks at the authority as a whole, and our education establishment does that. But then there needs to be somebody who looks at the country as a whole. And I think they're basically just the head teacher of our country. And that's a really important role, isn't it? You know, you look at it and you just think that's their job. And they do a great job.
This one's a bit, use your imagination a wee bit here. Okay. So if you imagine Education Scotland is a person, and you two of you are in a relationship, what kind of relationship is that?
Okay, the first word that came to mind is apathetic.
Apathetic. Okay, okay. And what type of relationship do you think they have with you?
I think they probably think they have an active relationship.